Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you, Lord, that you've translated us out of the deception, out of the masks of the evil one that we had. And you washed us, Father God. You justified us in the Spirit, translating us into your wonderful kingdom where we can now have the length and the depth and the breadth and the height of your love. Thank you for that. Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 6 verse 1 to 6. If any of you has a dispute with another, do you dare to take it before the ungodly for judgment instead of before the Lord's people? Or do you not know that the Lord's people will judge the world? And if you are to judge the world, are you not competent to judge trivial cases? Do you not know that we will judge angels? How much more the things of this life? Therefore, if you have disputes about such matters, do you ask for a ruling from those whose way of life is scorned in the church? I say this to shame you. Is it possible that there is nobody among you wise enough to judge a dispute between believers, but instead one brother takes another to court, and this in front of unbelievers?
Hallelujah. You see what has been said there. You can see why yesterday I changed the readings and we went to verses 9 to 11, because that's the crux. You see, we were once a part of the disputes and being part of the problem and with the wrong attitudes and actions. But then the Lord took hold of us and we were washed. We were justified in Jesus, in what has been made available. And now that is the reality, guys. We are not of this world. And when I say that, I say we're not of this evil system. We are of God's beautiful, wonderful kingdom with his wonderful, marvelous leading and provision on a path that just gets brighter and brighter. And so that is why whatever we go through now, we go through is because God is taking us through. So we always need to stick with him, put him first, and all things will come together. He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. There's no one greater than our Father, than our big brother, that, as I said earlier, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, and the beautiful Holy Spirit that knows the thoughts of God and reveals it to us and quickens us according to that. So you don't want to go outside of this new covenant. And so you always run to God. And then, as it says here, and that he can lead you to godly people for godly counsel. And that's what you want. You don't want the deception that is out there in the world. And we once were a part of it. We were a part of it. Praise God, we're not a part of it now. Now we are part of the kingdom in the love of the Father, in the provision of Jesus, in the leading of the Holy Spirit. I can just relate to this in a little way. You know, there was a time that we were given a farm and it was made clear this is our place. But there came a time when, you know, two or three witnesses just showed me this is not right. I wasn't happy with the situation, and I could have gone to courts to fight about the situation. But this is the very scriptures, yesterday's scripture that we shared, verses 9 to 11, is where the Lord just encouraged me. I even felt there I started going back into being a grumbler, you know, not content and not happy with the situation. So the Lord just told me to move on. So lawyers and good friends encouraged me to stand and fight, you know. But I didn't want that, because why? We got the kingdom. I don't want to go backslide into carnality again. I want to go on into spirituality. So I chose that I'll just be a disciple and just go on, and the Lord will lead us. And so we left that. We left that farm. We left that ministry that we took many, many years I mean, 15 years of preparing and then 14 years of building up the ministry. We left it behind, knowing God is good, and to walk in the footsteps of Jesus and have what he's got for us. And the wonderful revelation I had there, and I'm encouraged now, is you don't want anyone else's inheritance. You don't want anyone else's stuff. You want what God has got for you. And I remember just before we left, I woke up one morning with, what's it, Psalm 84, Danita? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there it says in that, even the birds have a nest for their young. And that was like the leading. So I knew, you know, the Lord has got something better and a different path. And so I went out and praise God. I can testify, end of this month, we're moving into a wonderful little nest with fruit trees, beautiful flowers. And, you know, so God has provided. So the encouragement is in the kingdom, you operate in kingdom principles, you look to the Lord, you listen to the Lord, and you walk with the Lord. And when you walk with him, you see his provision. Where his finger points, his hand is also. So be encouraged, guys. You are here to be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.